If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
Oh, hey, everyone. Sorry, I was just thinking about all the extra stress in my life now that I'm emperor of the space bunker. The following podcast is not real. Enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, oh boy, it's a lot. But you know what? The most important thing is about a 3+ years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal. I record a podcast every week, formerly in the tavern, the Vermilion Minotaur, which we got kicked out of. But we are now outside of the Vermilion Minotaur, about to go back in with a plan to get ourselves back in the Vermilion Minotaur. And I'm joined by my usual co-conspirators, Chunt the Bifter.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Which is short for Talking Badger and Shapeshifter. And Usidor the Wifter.
Shouldn't it be Tabifter?
What's that?
If you had talking, it should be Tabifter.
It should be Tabifter.
Tabifter?
But we've gotten past the fact that I'm talking.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Haven't we?
I don't know. You're still talking.
Tabifter's a lot. It's a mouthful.
And I am, of course, Usidor, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos. Champion of the great halls of Tarakus!
Spaghetti.
The elves know me as Fiangyalk. The dwarves know me as Zernanhuk Stanges. And I am known in the northeast as Gasminius Maystar. And there may be other secret names. Aye, secret names so sublime that if one did drift its way into your dreams at night, you would never wake again.
Oh, that's not good.
That's very sublime.
Yes, it's very nice. It's a nice way to go.
Guess so.
Yeah.
Anyway, guys, we don't have enough time to do our usual very interesting delving into our catchphrases and things about our names.
Aw, I wish Sublime was still around.
Guys, remember, we talked about this. We have a plan to go into the Vermilion Minotaur.
Yes.
Confront Activia, although maybe confront is too strong of a word.
And the plan is, Usidor takes off his hat. I have a deck of cards, a coin. I put on a clown wig, I put a scar on. You get new legs.
No. That's what happened in the alternate timeline that we learned about.
Oh, yeah.
We're right. Going to go in, tell Activia we know where her father is.
Yes.
And maybe we can talk her into going off and saving him.
Yes.
So we can take over the Vermilion Minotaur again.
Yeah.
Then let's just, it's right over there. Let's walk up to the front door.
All right. Okay. Don't forget, wait, real quick. Gather.
Yeah.
Don't forget, I think last time we were here, there was that talking knocker. Remember that?
Yeah.
And we killed it. I think Usidor killed that knocker.
I absolutely murdered.
So if anyone asks, we never saw that knocker.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, absolutely.
And break. Oh, God.
Oh, no.
You survived.
Oh, I thought I melted it completely.
God, can no one stay dead?
Let's go in.
All right, I got a number 52 coming out hot.
Somebody get that number 52 over to table 32 and don't invert it. Don't invert it.
This place looks amazing.
They all right, how are you doing? You need a top off on your water. You need a top off. All right, Anastasia, go get him a top off.
Now? Did you say a number 52? Are there 52 menu items?
If there's anything you need over here, I see we have a birthday happening. Let me know. I'm the esteemed hostess. I'd be happy to help you.
Now, one thing I know about the Vermilion Minotaurs, they will not sing a fun, happy birthday song for you.
All right, it's your birthday. Let's all get together. Happy birthday is the time, time for you, it is the lime. It's sublime to sing about the day that you came out your mum. Everybody is real nice, everybody's in the sky. Presents galore, presents Nile, presents showering from a cow.
Wait, but if it's really fun, if this is a really fun place, then she's going to say, now let me sing it backwards, and she'll just sing the same song but turn around.
Now let me sing it backwards.
Damn it.
This is, of course, where I turn around and...
Oh,
we've been spotted.
Let these animals inside. I'm sorry, miss, turn around. Enjoy your pasta pomodoro. I just have to deal with some vermin at the front door.
I'm not a vermin. I'm a badger.
Well, it's hard to tell. Again, you're very wet. Oh. Why are you always wet when you come in here? Has there been a stream crossing?
No, it's like my new thing. Get wet.
He's always spilling beer on himself.
Also,
it's disgusting.
He needs a bath from time to time, so I give him a good licking.
I threw you three out. How dare you step back into my esteemed establishment right when we're on the brink of a franchise deal.
A franchise deal?
That's right. It's very important to me to keep everything pristine, and here you are mucking it up. What are you doing here?
Activia, we have returned for a very specific purpose. Not to anger thee, but to give thee good news that should lift thine spirits.
Speak fast before I throw this plate of sizzling rooster feet scampi in your face.
Rooster feet scampi? That sounds delicious.
That sounds good.
Are you sure we shouldn't, like, place an order or something? Like, do we have to rush into getting rid of her? Maybe we should, like...
Speak!
Well, I'm 98% certain I know where your father is.
Gasp!
Could I get some mozzarella wands while we talk about it?
We've discontinued mozzarella wands. They're food for peasants. We have these beautiful mozzarella spears, if you like them, though.
Oh, they're like the wands, but longer.
Those are honestly
too big. No, it's a sphere. What do you think a sphere is?
Oh, a sphere. I thought you said spear.
No, I said sphere.
Damn it, I have water in my ears.
That's because you're soaking wet. It's like somebody dumped a Gatorade over you after a football game. What's happening?
Arnie, have we told you about Gatorade?
What's Gatorade?
It's this drink that makes crocodiles stronger.
Oh, yeah. How would you do that?
But the strange thing is, do you know how you make Gatorade?
What?
You squeeze a gator.
Look, sit down. My customers are starting to look, and I can't have it affecting my Yelp ratings. Oh. You know Yelp?
Yes, of course.
When people shout out reviews.
Can we sit at this table? Can we sit at this table,
at this very table? Can we sit down at this very table, please?
Of course you want to sit at the VIP table. All right, but you have an entree minimum and a two-drink minimum if you sit here.
No problem.
What's the entree minimum?
The entree minimum is you have to have a minimum of several entrees per person.
Several's a number we can hit.
Yeah, I think so. Follow-up question, is there a maximum on either of those two?
No, spend as much money as you want so I can tolerate you.
Oh, money.
Here's your menus. We are currently out of pancakes, fog, and old time.
I love old time.
Do you? No one does, but it sold out because we had a load of Boy Scouts come in last week. You know Boy Scouts?
Yes, the scouts who are boys who are often murdered in the woods.
Yep, they came in, they just ate all the old time. But you get me distracted talking about my brilliant menu. You said you know where my father is. Peruse this menu, order some items, and tell me where he is in between your perusals.
Of course, of course.
So out of the fog, is the mist still available?
The mist is nice. It's very good. It is very good.
What about the smog?
You know, the smog is not one of my favorites, but it is a popular dish. Like, a lot of people come in and order it. It's a favorite. It's comfort food, you know?
Could I get the smog with the cold-blooded old times?
You know we don't do fucking substitutions.
Arnie, What the fuck are you doing?
I don't know. I just like what I like.
Can we get, let's start with an amazing blossom.
Okay. All right. It is truly amazing, too. Anastasia, amazing blossom. All right. Next.
Oh, I'm just so hungry, Activia. Is it possible that I could get a bowl of spiced potatoes?
Oh, what else? Spiced potatoes? You know there's a spice shortage around here. What, you think I'm a king? No, but we have a nice substitution. We have some miced potatoes.
Miced potatoes?
That's right. Very, very nice.
Is it mice stuffed into potatoes or mice shaven down to look like potato cores?
You know, you have to order it to find out because we recently changed head chefs and I'm not exactly sure. Do you have an allergy? Is that why you ask? Because
Arnie has a nut allergy.
What?
Yeah. Okay.
You had to be
there. We can make your dish nut-free, but it is not a nut-free environment.
To be clear, he was talking about spider bat testicles, but it's a long story.
I shall take some of the miced potatoes. And I shall give them a try. Birds eat mice, so what the hell?
That's true. Birds do eat mice. Does that mean you also want to order one live bird?
Yes.
We've just been perusing the menu. You forgot to tell her about her dad.
I feel like you guys have just been perusing the menu and you forgot to tell me about my dad.
So, Activia, we used some magic that we trust, and we saw that your dad is at another restaurant.
Yeah.
A place called Spittoons.
Spittoons?
Yeah.
What is this place? Is this one of these places where they're exploitative to women and make them wear short skirts and tight shirts and make them prance around serving things and spilling things on them?
Oh, no. Nothing like that. This is a fine dining establishment with some very advanced ways of serving their food with foams and whatnot. And Otok is the head chef there, but he's working for some very nefarious types.
Fine dining? That's even worse. My father is a working class man. He always said he wanted to feed the everyday people. That's how he raised me, to take care of the everyday people. That's why I murdered and robbed from everyday people. I didn't murder and rob rich people. I'm devastated.
Well, we could draw up a map. He's near the Shrike Valley. If he's still there, according to this vision that we saw, I'm relatively certain he would still be working there. They said he would be under contract for 3 winters.
3 winters? Absolutely not. No father of mine will be making foams and reductions and roux and coq au vin for 3 months. Absolutely not. I gotta go get him.
If it makes you feel any better, it seems like he doesn't want to be doing it, like he's being forced to do it by the Corruption Guild.
Who? The Corruption Guild?
Yeah, a bunch
I've
of,
heard of them.
Made men?
Oh, right, the ones that you tear apart and then put back together.
Those are the ones.
They are a sneaky bunch. They fall to pieces and then they just put themselves back together again. It's like you don't know where you stand with them. You don't know if you've killed one because they might just crumble and then they might just be put back together. It's very confusing.
Yes, sometimes they get remade.
Ooh, I hate things that get rebooted. It's like just make a new thing. You know?
Right.
Why we have to keep revisiting the past already?
Kind of like what you've done here. I mean, holy hell, this is amazing. The place has never been so vibrant.
Oh, so you enjoy TVMF, do you?
The what?
Thank Vermilion Minotaur, it's Foon.
Yeah, that's the best name I've ever heard. Why wasn't it called that before?
I don't know. My father was stupid, but that's why he raised me, to outlive him. That's why you have kids, right? Because you're dumb, and then you want something that's born after you to live longer and be smarter.
Oh, absolutely. Ah, man, I fucking love acronyms. That's so smart that she did that.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. It's done very well with all of our test groups, and as I said earlier, we're about to branch out into franchises. But I'm getting distracted. I've got to go rescue my dad. So,
before you go rescue your dad, could we get our food?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just some
more food. Yeah. Anastasia, bring their food.
Also,
and bring these. What?
I'm so sorry to do this. I hate to be that person. I'm so sorry.
What is it?
Can I get some lemon for my water?
You want lemon in your water?
Yeah.
You know how far she has to walk to go get a lemon?
Oh, no.
All right, look, I don't want you putting this on Yelp, okay? So she's going to go get it.
Also,
no.
I'm so sorry to do this. Again, I hate to be that shapeshifter.
No. What is it now?
It's Usador's birthday.
It is his birthday.
Oh, okay. All right. All right. You should have whispered it to me, but we'll make sure something special happens. Okay.
Ooh.
Anastasia! Anastasia, get the rainbow highballs.
Rainbow highballs.
Yeah. We got a round of rainbow bowls anymore? Oh, no. We tried to class it up a little bit, you know, try to give you a highball. So it is a rainbow bowl that you have to hold very high, otherwise it won't drink.
I'm sorry. I've got a ball allergy.
Ballergy. Okay, you know, hashtag highballergy.
You guys might want to go to a restaurant that specializes in eating dietary restrictions and whatnot, because our kitchen is cross-contaminated. I've already told you this, all right?
Well, like you said, I mean, there's a lot of restaurants out there that, you know, objectify women. Like, we went to Owl Boobs, and that's just gross.
It's disgusting, isn't it? Owl Boobs. So did you also go to Off-Center Skirt?
Mm-hmm.
I very much disliked Off-Center Skirt. I don't mind a restaurant that puts nuts on everything.
I mean, I don't either, but if you have an allergy, you know, you might not want a bunch of nuts clamoring all around you, you know?
That's fair.
You might not want a bunch of nuts in your face if it's not your thing. Teach your zone.
I still don't understand why those owls had boobs.
I don't know why they had boobs either. I just thought it was drawful.
What?
Huh?
What?
Can we please get our food and something
Anastasia!
To drink?
Anastasia! Anastasia, bring the food. Oh, here she comes. Here she comes. All right, here she comes. She's training, so, you know, don't spook her or anything.
Gotcha.
She's trying to memorize the whole menu in her head. She's got it running on a loop at all times, so she can't really speak to you.
Gotcha. Okay.
All right, thank you. Here we go. All right, here's you had the I don't remember what this is.
I had
is,
the mist.
But, right, and then we did get her a rooster feet scampi for the table since you guys were ogling it.
Ooh. Mozzarella sphere, is that right?
And then some miced potatoes then one live bird.
Oh, hello.
It's this one, he will peck your eyes out, so you better hope he gets hungry for mice before he gets hungry for your face.
Well, I am a great friend of the bird, so I think we shan't have any problems. Ow.
Oh, okay. Well, all right. So, look, all right, I'm getting distracted again. You guys, I hope you enjoy your meal, but I have to go. So, here, take my apron. One of you has to run things while I go find my dad.
Well, if I have to run the Vermilion Minotaur again, I suppose I will.
I'm sorry, the what? The what? Is it the what?
If I have to run Thank the Minotaur...
Thank Vermilion Minotaur, it's food.
Thank the Vermilion Minotaur, it's food.
There's no the, it's just Thank Vermilion Minotaur, it's food.
If I have to run Ruby Foon's days, I will.
What are you doing?
Well, I'm just thinking about names.
We can have our own franchise.
Look, we do have some restrictions, all right? You can't change any of the decor. You can't change any of the menu name items, but you can change the name of the franchise. So, I don't know, maybe you want to call it like an Addlebee's or something. I don't know.
Ooh, I really like Addlebee's.
Addlebee's?
Well, let's do that one.
I feel like the name Addle and references just don't go together.
Really? Ooh, that's a Chili's reception.
Okay, so I gotta go. I'm gonna pack a bag, I guess. You said you have a map. How far is it?
Oh, it's just as far away as the Shrike Valley. Here, I'll take this piece of parchment and I'll sketch it out for you while you pack your bag. And
yeah,
then you'll
make
be
me
on
a
your
chart.
Way.
Okay. All right, Anastasia, bring my knapsack. I'm just going to put a few things in so I don't get too peckish on the road, you know?
Anastasia, I hate to be this person. I'm so sorry. I'm industry. Usually that means a discount, so I don't know if the bill can reflect that, but I'm industry. I used to have a place called Choo Choo's Chow, so I'm industry.
I was the chef there.
Actually, we do have an industry discount. It is 30% off your total bill if you pay 100% of the total bill.
Hmm. Oh, Arnie, do that math.
It's a paradox.
Yeah, so like you have to figure it out, and then when you do, then you get the discount. So.
And what's a number 52?
A number 52 is where we take a deck of cards and throw them in the air, and then you have to pick them up with a spoon.
Oh, like a 52 pickup. You know, I just ate a deck of cards the other day. I guess that was a different timeline.
Yeah, you don't eat it like we make it here. It's really something special. Our chef's been working on it for the better part of a century.
Well, you're fantastic. I will make sure that I leave you good reviews.
Thank you so much. Fill out my comment card on this.
I will never do that. I will never Never
do that. It takes 3 seconds. It's just on the inside of
I'll reward you with money, but I will not write something
down. Can you just, please? It really helps my bottom line. This is how I get the good shifts. If you don't fill it out, like, literally, Activia will never know that I've been doing a good job here. So if you value me at all, you would just do this for me.
Now, do I write comments of mine or things that you've said?
Honestly, either one, because I'm great.
There you go.
Thank you. Let me know if you guys have any more needs or questions. Bye.
Me? She's great.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
Okay, so I got my knapsack and, all right, I was like, okay, so I just need to put, I need that chart that you're making me, that map, and then I'll need to take some, Gatorade in case I need to make any Gators stronger.
Activia, it's dangerous out on the road, and there are all kinds of secret magical weapons hidden all over this tavern. Here, I think, take this weird axe.
Yes, it's dangerous to go alone. Take this.
Okay, I'll take a weird axe. Great. Yeah, no, that's good. I can fend off any attackers.
And
all right.
Here's your map. I finished it up. You can roll it up and put it in your sack, and off you go.
Okay, so I got a map. I got, you know what I should get, though? I should get some kind of sun cream, you know, in case the sun looks dry and I need to climb up there and just put some cream on it.
Yeah,
so,
the dry sun is the worst. You can't be too careful. You don't want a dry sun.
I'm going to run into the kitchen and just get a little bit of sun cream. I'll be right back, all right? Just enjoy your food. I'm going to be right back, and then I'm going to go, okay?
Okay, great. Perfect. Thank you.
We've done it.
We did it.
We're back.
No, we solved all of our problems.
No,
cross it off the list.
This is not all of our problems. This is maybe the least important of our problems. And it's one thing we've accomplished on a list of many things.
Well, if nothing else, we're back to square one.
Back to square one!
That's what I call progress.
Hey, guys, here are your rainbow hay balls. Just make sure you hold them high above your head. Otherwise, they will cease to be liquid and they will turn to solid.
I'm so sorry to do this. I don't want to be that person. I'm so sorry.
No.
I wanted mine non-hallucinatory.
Oh, okay. We do make them non-hallucinatory, but if you do want them virgin, you're going to have to pay a 2-coin upcharge.
Oh, I have to pay a King's Branson for a virgin daiquiri?
Yeah, because, like, if you're going to be so lame that, like, you can't handle the best fucking trip of your life and we have to be around to watch that sadness, then, like, we're going to charge you for it, believe.
Thank you. I'm going to have mine just as it is. And now,
I send
my mind through time!
Whoa. You look like you went somewhere.
Whoa.
It's like looking at a frog.
Wow. You know what, Anastasia? I like you. I don't think I've ever met you before in Hawk's Face.
Thank you so much. I just got a job here. I'm, like, just trying to figure out what my next steps are. Like, what do I want to study? What do I want to do?
John, I didn't follow all of that.
I think she kind of trailed off.
It's just, like, it's hard, you know, because, like, young people now, it's, like, the economy, it's, like, what do I even, you know, it's, like, our parents don't want us to say it's, like, you got, like, if you get sick, what do you, like, everyone's job is, like, whatever, so, like, I'm just figuring it out and, like, doing what I want to, you know, and maybe I'll travel, so.
I don't know how to respond to that. There wasn't really, it's not really a conversation. No.
And even when she's not talking, her lips are still moving.
Well, I think she's still reciting the whole menu, right?
Rooster feet, pomodoro. And then, like, yeah, I just figured, like, branch out, get a serving job, meet people. So that's what I'm doing.
Well, Anastasia, you're Rasputin, your best foot forward. So we wish you the best of luck.
thank you so much, because my other foot did turn to stone last year, so I have been consciously trying to only put this one forward, because the other one, it weirds people out.
Yeah, that frankly is your best foot.
It is, yeah. Okay, gotta go back to the kitchen. Something's
on
fire. Bye.
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 That's kind of catchy. I like that.
Bye. Hey, Chunchy, that'd be our new thing. Bye.
Bye. What if we said, oh, yeah, baby. Baby. Nah, I'm forcing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, guys. I was going to go, but, you know, I noticed that there's a ton of side work that needs to be done. And, like, Anastasia, I don't know where she is or what she's up to. So I feel like I have to, like, marry these catch-ups because they love each other. And then I have to.
Can we see that ceremony real quick? I'd love to watch two catch-ups get married.
Oh, you want to? Oh, it's actually really beautiful. We do it every night. So, sure. Here we go. Okay. All right. Catch-up number one. Do you take ketchup number two to be your lawfully wedded condiment in sickness and in health,
that's
on
so beautiful
food and as a dip throughout both of your lives till one of you turns to vinegar?
Oh my God, look, mustard just barged in.
Oh no, mustard's banging on the window.
Oh, mustard is always trying to barge in on a ketchup marrying ceremony. Mustard, you'll get your turn, all right? One day you'll find another mustard to marry, but not enough people use mustard, so we don't ever need to do it.
I think it's too late. I think the one ketchup got cold feet.
None of this will matter. This marriage will fall apart within the year. I can see through time!
Oh, you had your rainbow eyeball, I see. Yeah, we updated the recipe. It's good, right?
It's very good. I can see everything. I can see the future laid out before me like a perfect circle.
All right, so
how did you make all of these I have to admit, really positive changes to the Vermilion Minotaur in such a short amount of time.
Oh, I just watched a lot of HGTV. You know.
What's
you know
that?
HGTV?
No, I mean, I know there's something like that on Earth. What is that in Foon?
Oh, it's a show. People come around and they tell you how to fix things. It's called Hi Guy, That's Very Bad. And they're referring to whatever you you have. Yeah, they're like, hi, guy, that's very bad. Very
bad is
one
silent
word. No, it's one word, because it's so bad. It's
yes
very bad.
Oh, I love acronyms.
They sort of hide the bad so that people still want to come see the show. Yes.
So, yeah, and then they teach us how to make it better, and, you know, a lot of it's very DIY, you know, dump in a yurt. So we take all of our trash, we dump it in a yurt, everything we don't want in the bar. And then the things we do want, we polish them up and here you have it. Here you have it.
Is that the group that travels around? Does that include the Puberty Brothers?
I love the Puberty Brothers.
They're twins,
I love
right?
them. They are twins. Yeah, one day one of them will become a man.
I heard there's a third brother and he's like a lawyer.
Oh, there's a bonus Jonas Puberty Brother?
Mm-hmm. An extra Manning?
I can see the future. And someday, one of them shall eat the other whole.
Okay, all right. I was going to go, but I just realized, you know, I realized that, like, I do need to polish these boots because I hate being out on the road with a scuffed pair of boots. Because it's like, just because I'm a thief and a murderer doesn't mean I have to dress like an idiot, you know?
Well, that's the first thing you notice about someone is their shoes. Can I, as you're getting ready for this long journey into unknown places, can I give you this red hat? And also just one line of advice?
All right, I'll put on the hat and I'll listen to your advice.
Activia, if you're kind and polite, the world will be right.
I don't want that. I don't want to do that.
Oh, okay. Well, can I have the hat back?
I guess.
You either take the hat and the advice, or you take that.
Oh, it's a package deal. All right. Well, I understand that because we also have 2-for-1 deals here, you know.
Oh.
We just have like 2-for-1 birds chests where you get 2 chests of 2 birds that knew each other.
Ooh.
It tastes better when they knew each other. But you can't just have 1 chest of 1 bird because then, like, he died without his friend. That's sad. So I understand. I understand a 2-for-1. All right. I'll take the hat and I'll take the advice. What is it? Be nice to people and then you can kill whoever you want? Or?
Sort of, but specifically, it's if you're kind and polite, the world will be right.
And here, Activia, I hope that you do well on this quest. So here, take this scarf, but it comes with this advice. Red sky at night, sailor's delight.
Okay, why is the scarf a really bad color? Like, it clashes with the hat. Is this all meant to go together?
They're not really. I mean, this
we
is
didn't
just
talk a, about it before. We just kind of had. Yeah. We found these things.
Yeah. I didn't know he was going to do that.
I didn't know you were going to do it. Otherwise, you would have coordinated. So yeah. I'm sorry it's a bit of a mishmash, but also that's kind of in style.
I mean, I guess, yeah, like mismatch. You don't want to be too matchy-matchy because it looks like you tried too hard, right? Yeah.
Also, can I ask, speaking of picking stuff up, where did you get all this kitsch that's on the wall? I mean, there's like a toboggan over here. There's a cast iron skillet. Where'd you get all this kitsch?
Oh, I went to a secondhand store. Mm. You know that place where everyone has both hands?
Very rare in stores in Foon, I've noticed.
Well, I think they need to be more inclusive for people with one and three hands.
It's true. There is a real diversity problem in the secondhand store community. You know, we do need more representation. I do agree with you on that.
Usador. Hey, give her a piece of clothing and some advice. You're making us look like assholes.
Oh, sorry. Here. Oh, I know. Here, take this sash. It's a beautiful salmon color, and you can wear it around your midriff, and that sash is magically imbued with the power to help you never lose sight of the road you're on. So hidden paths become revealed to you. But it comes with a piece of advice. Don't take any wooden nickels.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
It does make sense. I'm confused about what you're calling a sash, and it goes around my midriff. To me, in my experience, that is a belt.
Ooh, yeah.
But if it's a sash to you, I'm willing to, you know, whatever the first advice was, be nice and listen to stupid people, and then you'll get whatever you want, right? That's what you said, Chunt. So,
pretty close. Cliff notes, yeah.
I'll take your sash. It's clearly not one, but I'll agree with you. I'll say yes. Okay, so I've got a sash, I've got my scarf, I've got a hat. It's very hot to wear all this, but I trust it will help me on my journey. I've been polishing my boots this whole time, so my boots are polished. Okay, there's just a few more. Okay. So the alarm system here at TVMF is a little complicated.
You put in an alarm system? That's amazing.
Yeah, at night, you know, because otherwise squirrels will sneak in and steal all the booze.
I think we can probably figure it out from here.
No, it's really complicated. So what you have to do when you go out the front door, first someone has to stand at the back door by the cooler, right? Because it's connected to the cooler. And then when you go out the front door, you have to blow out the candles first, and then you place these sticks in the wall in their corresponding numbered holes. Okay. And then that tells a little creature that lives in there
to run through the wall.
If this
and
is number
go
related,
to the back,
I just
know,
kind of assume it's not.
At
me.
Table 52,
also someone has to stand,
there's also so. A lever that you're going to need to pull because there's an anvil that will come down and smash a burglar in the face, okay? But you want to make sure all the candles are blown out.
This. I'm going to wander
so
over.
No
the
one
the
will be. And, you know, if you get lost, Anastasia is great. She can help you. She can help you anytime you need help. Mm. Although she is so helpful, should I take her with me? Should I take her with me and just leave you guys to it? I don't know.
Oh, I mean, that stone foot would come in handy. If you meet anybody, she can kick the shit out of them.
That's true. She does have a handy... Okay, well, I'll talk with her. We'll have a conference. We'll decide if she's going to come with me. But then that means you guys also have to take over all side work, all ketchup marriage ceremonies, scheduling.
I'm willing to marry ketchup. Yeah, I'm willing to marry ketchup.
We're happy all to do that. It's no problem at all. We've run the Vermilion Minotaur before, and we shall do it again with no problem. And you are welcome to set out upon your quest.
Okay, bye.
Okay, all right. Well,
bye.
Okay, I just want to make sure that, you know, the mats in the front, they get very soggy, very
fast. Yes, we know the two mats that sit at the front table get very soggy, very sloshed. We'll take care of them.
So
I have to give
soggy.
Them a bath.
We'll make the mat. We'll make sure the two mats get home.
Okay, yeah. And you know, remember, anytime you relieve yourself, you have to wash your hands, all right?
Is this what it used to be like to talk to me?
Yeah.
Go on your damn quest already.
All right, I'm going. I just want to make sure things are run right. This
all
is my
right,
pride
Kimberly.
And joy. If you guys mess it up, I will come back and stab you all through the throat like a skewered meat.
Well, to be fair, that would only kill two of us.
All right, I'm going.
Hey, what happened to my car?
Oh, yeah,
Activia.
Yeah, the car that was parked up there. I did like it, but what I did was I took it apart and I used it for other things.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so, like, there's a tire over here.
Ooh.
That's what you call it, right? This round thing is a tire.
Oh, my God. A lot of the tchotchkes on the wall are parts of my car.
Yeah. And some of them I traded at the secondhand store. So it came in really handy. Oh. So all the pieces of it are scattered all around food.
What the fuck, Arnie? Why would you put a baby on a board?
This is a sticker.
Wow. All right, guys. Anastasia's coming with me. So if you need anything, you're on your own.
Look, Activia, don't worry. We'll take care of
Just think about what it means and then make the letters happen.
We'll take care of this place as if it were our own. We love this restaurant and we love your father, and we'll take very good care of it. And you go and get Otak, okay?
Rest assured, your Attleby's is in good hands.
Okay. Thank you, guys. I used to hate you, but that was mainly just because I thought this podcast shit was very stupid. I see you're still doing it, though, huh?
Yeah, do you still do, what was it, 8 feet tall and rising?
Oh, I tried, but I was just like, what am I bringing to the landscape? You know, it's so oversaturated. It's like, if you don't have a fresh idea, it's like, it's just a bloke yapping. Like, we don't need that. We don't need it, you know? We need fresh voices.
You were talking about sandwiches, which is kind of cool, you know?
Yeah, but, like, it's so passe. Just some regular person or some able-bodied person talking about sandwiches. Like, we need to hear from underrepresented voices, and that's the only new podcast I want to hear. Like, I'm tired of anyone who just is doing what everyone else is already doing, so.
So, less white bread podcasts.
Exactly, yeah. Brown breads only. Mm. You guys keep going.
We should be, I would say we could be grandfathered in.
Oh, I thought this was our last episode.
What?
Well, apparently we can't be Hello from the Magic Tavern anymore. We're Hello from the Magic Chain Restaurant.
Activia, take this resonance stone. There's no advice that comes along with it.
You're giving me so many things.
It's a lot of stuff, I'm sorry.
It's all right, what is this?
It's a resonance stone, and you can send us messages with it. And if you need help or to communicate with us from on the road, you can send us a message. And if you get into trouble, we will send someone to save you within a year or two.
Okay, that is bad response time, but, you know, I'm so bad with any kind of technological... You know who's good is Anastasia?
Yeah.
Do you know how to work this resident?
Oh, yeah, this is, like, an older model, but, like, I'm pretty sure I can figure it out.
Okay, great. Yeah, so she'll come with me. She'll run all that stuff. She'll run the communication, and, I guess if you need anything, just give me a shout.
Well, best of luck to you.
Okay, thank you. Oh, this is hard. You see how it's difficult for me? I'm gripping the table.
Yeah,
it's
you
hard
keep picking up
leave.
Things and putting them into your pocket. You can leave all that.
I just feel like I need to take it. What if I forget what this clock looks like?
You can take the clock.
We don't need the clock, Activia.
Anastasia, I know. What if I need to know what time it is?
Well, it won't work because it's not connected to anything.
Oh, you know how everything works. It's going to be like this, you guys. It's just to give you a preview of what our trip is going to be like. Be glad you're here.
I feel like Activia is definitely going to kill Anastasia at some point.
I feel like I have a keen sense of direction, so, like, I know where you need to be going.
No, it's out. It's to the right. They say I'm following the map right now.
What I said is that I can see it better than you because my eyes are younger, and so I feel like if you go to the right...
All right, look, I'm going to go out there.
Man, I wish they were a podcast. I'd listen to that.
Hey, John? Oh, Tussidor. Hey, I heard... people talking to you. I thought I heard your voice. I just want to say hey, little buddy. Why are you getting down on one knee?
What?
Little Squish, I want to ask you something. Would you want to say?
No, I'm sorry. I was talking to myself, but I will be quiet.
Chant, will you marry me?
Aw, yeah, baby.
Oh, shit.
Use it. I did not expect that. It seems so fast. He stole that idea from the ketchup.
You know, I don't know why people are so down on chain restaurants. Best restaurant? Cheesecake Factory. They have everything. Usador the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Shapeshifter was played by Adol Rafai. Activia Barleyfoot was played by special guest Tawny Newsome. Tawny is doing tons of shows at the London Podcast Festival this very week, including Spontanea Nation and Yo Is This Racist Live. For info about those shows and more, go to tawnynewsome.com/tour. And check out her and Alex Kleiner's awesome songwriting podcast, The Supergroup, on Stitcher Premium. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Ryan DiGiorgi, and Evan Jacover. This episode edited by Ryan DiGiorgi. Don't forget, Magic Tavern is doing a live winter solstice show in Chicago in late November. For details on that and other live shows, go to hellofromthemagictavern.com and click on the Live Shows tab. And while you're there, click on the Book Club tab to order your copy of Pride and Prejudice for the Magic Tavern Book Club.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you. Like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies and brands to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity, a how-to guide for navigating life's challenges from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.